This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is the drill. We all lock ourselves down and piss all over ourselves with just a weaponized cold virus. They're going to release stuff that kills billions. And they just want you trying to stay in your house while you die. This is only the test bioweapon. The real ones are coming. And then the next one, they'll have another one once you've learned to lock down. The drones are in control. There'll be armed drones. The armed drones will stop people that have the plague in the future from, you know, breaking quarantine, and people will cheer it like it's the Running Man. And then they're going to hit you with the big one. Weaponized airborne Ebola. Spliced with mouse pox. They'll probably release an even more deadly bioweapon soon. I mean, we're in bad shape, folks. They made their move. They dropped the hammer. And all these lockdowns are beta tests for when they release the real bioweapon in the future that all of you that had the vaccine binary weapon won't be able to resist. It's all binary weapons. And Bill Gates said last week, I played the clip last hour, he said, talking to Stephen Colbert, the comic that poses as a newsman that now poses as our doctor, he said, oh, this is just wave one. The next wave's a bio attack, as I've told you for years, a real bio attack. This is just making sure you behave yourself, because they don't want things to get out of hand when they really take an axe to your ass. So the globalists are in a lot of trouble. The problem is they're going to launch even bigger attacks now. What's coming next after the COVID hoax? Depression, and then more COVID hoax. Gates goes, well, I'm not happy about this. Because, see, they know it all backfired, his gloating and his predicting what he himself did. What his group did. But he goes, yeah, this is event one. Event two is coming. It's a bioweapon attack. He's trying to tell Colbert, hey, stop it. I'm not invested in all this, and I'm not involved, and I didn't predict it. Stop. But I will tell you, the next one's going to be a lot worse. How many times have I told you how this works? It's common sense. They launch a simulant they own. They put vaccines in you that are binary weapons that lower your immunity. And then they start releasing the real stuff. Remember what I told you the last 3 months? And for years before that, but intensely every day for 3 months, 4 months, I've told you since late January that they release a small biosimulant that does kill people, a few million, globally. Then once they practice the lockdown, then they'll hit you with something that kills hundreds of millions next. They'll claim terrorists did it. And then big bioweapon attack comes after that. If we buy into it and submit, they'll do it the next year. If we resist, 5 years. They can either release a new one under the COVID-19 name, which is a very complex virus, five different viruses, or they could already know what the mutation is going to be in the future, because all the pre-programming is the big massive death is going to come later. And he later went on Colbert after I said that and said, terrorists will release a bioweapon based on COVID-19 that will be much worse very soon. And began giggling and laughing like only a supervillain would do. The best thing you can do is get to the countryside somewhere, try to dig in, because it's all just going to get worse. And as soon as they get everybody to accept these lockdowns and forced inoculations that lower the immunity, they're going to release mass bioweapons and kill billions of people. This is only phase one. Once you've gone under lockdown for about 2 or 3 years, then the real bioweapons get released. Now, I've told you this for decades. Gates said it a few months ago. He said, this is just a drill. The real thing's coming from terrorists. And he and Colbert began to have a visual, satanic type of gleeful orgasm. And then once we pass this test of submission, they're going to release even more deadly bioweapons. One of their plans is if we all lock down properly, if we all stay in our houses properly and let them bankrupt us and let them train us to be slaves and let them censure all of us, they'll go ahead and accelerate to their final goal, which is just to release a super bioweapon and kill 7 billion people. This is the end of the republic, the end of the country, the end of the world as you know it. This is the global extermination plan. And now they're so far into it, I'm able to track the type it is. I knew they had different models to first launch test attacks and then prepare. And then a few years later, launch bigger attacks, each time killing more of us. But they've decided to go ahead and just accelerate all the way now. And I would say by a year from now, they'll release a bioweapon that probably kills 4 billion people. So they covered up the previous attacks with new attacks that get bigger. And now the only way they're going to get away with these bioweapons they've launched.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right now, the confirmed chemical attacks going on to the food and water supply and electromagnetically in their own admissions, and then they're counter to us telling people we can stop it. Now, I don't just have all the documents. I don't just have all the admissions I'm about to show you. Here on the Alex Jones Show, we start hour number two on this Sunday night, May 22nd, 2022. I have sources inside Big Chemical, and I looked it up. One of these individuals' father had the patent on a whole class of bisphenols in plastics, but he said we can do another chemical process even cheaper, and you shouldn't put out these plastics I invented because it causes the sterilization of men and the hyperfeminization of women, which makes them accelerate their aging. So like a 30-year-old woman's 60, genetically in their ovaries. Every time I touch on this in the last 25 years or so, I've been on there 28 years, but I wasn't on it until about 25 years ago. I wasn't really over the target. They've had Stephen Colbert, they've had Jimmy Kimmel, they've had all of them. And then the news shows and news articles say Jones is insane. He says chemicals in the water lower sperm count, 90+%. He says that it mutates boys to be quasi-feminine. They don't have hermaphroditic, but they're like a girl in many other cells and then brain development and genitals. And genitals shrink, a sign of that, the hermaphroditic movement. They attack because this was their previous operation, but now they're just going straight to poison shots they call vaccines that implant the DNA, not just of you, but your children, with a cancer-causing, blood clot-causing kill switch, and that's mainline news now. So, I'm not going to name drop here, but I always like to give you where things came from. I'd forgotten about this, so I sent a prominent talk show host a clip today, and I said, you know, here's these late night shows, and here's these, you know, big Twitter accounts with millions of views saying I'm lying about chemicals causing penises to shrink. Because the media seized on that to edit that out and just not show the proof I showed last week. I'm about to show you again. And just think of the evil of that. They know. They just saw the proof. London Telegraph, New York Times admitting it, but not telling you why it's happening. And then they just say, oh, it's not happening. There's Sky News. Human penises are shrinking because of pollution, warned scientists. A little bit more than that, and it's specific. So this Ron Flipposky, who makes it his job to attack us, which is fine because the truth will come out. Alex Jones says globalists are putting chemicals in the liners of soft drink cans. That's like mainline news. That's causing men's penises to shrink. That was one footnote of the mutations it's causing. And you can see the video right there. That one with a million views. So all we're doing is showing articles. They don't show you that. They just go, oh, he's a discredited person we've attacked. Don't show the articles. Just show him talking about it and say it's not happening. Man, that's like damn evil, isn't it? As if this guy and Twitter and people doing this think they won't be attacked by it or they don't think they're being affected by it. They pretend to themselves. So I'm going to show you this clip, and I'm going to show you article after article after article, and then I'm going to show you the New York Times, and then I'm going to show you best-selling scientist authors saying the same thing but not going all the way. So here's the viral clip. Does this to humans as well. That's why genitals, I don't care if you're black or white, are a third the size they were of a 1960s male. So the media makes jokes about that a few months ago when I gave the example of, you know, if your daddy's Johnson was a foot long, yours is 6 inches long. And if yours was 6 inches, your son will be 3 inches. And the one with that won't even have a penis. We can make jokes about that all day long, but this isn't a game. And you can say, okay, well, who cares? Well, we're sterilized. And the sperm counts are down 96%. But they didn't show it in the articles I showed. They made a joke. Oh, Jones admits he has a small ding-dong. Well, I'd rather have it cut off if it saved humanity. But that it becomes this big joke. When this is real, and this is sterilizing the animals that drink out of the creeks and rivers, just the runoff of what we're drinking and what we are eating. So I'm going to go to break here in about 4 minutes and come back with video documents. But let's just show a few articles to all the folks making jokes over at Twitter. In fact, in case they can't read, I'll go ahead and highlight it. This is the New York Times. Your God. The everyday chemicals that might be leading us to our extinction. We'll play a clip of the author of this. It was on Joe Rogan and go over it all. And we have all the documents. Here's the book I'm talking about. We'll play next segment. Countdown. How our modern world is threatening sperm counts. Yeah, they're down 96%. Altering male and female reproductive development and imperiling the future of the human race. I just showed you the New York Times talking about it. Oh, then he makes another joke. Oh, Jones claims girls are going to puberty earlier. That's not true. He's insane. Even though it's a massive problem on record. Here's Sky TV out of the UK. Human penises are shrinking because of pollution, warned scientists. Dr. Shauna Shawn has found that chemicals, she wrote the book, called phthalates, are causing human babies to be born with malformed genitals. But who cares if babies are deformed? Scientists say human penises are shrinking due to pollution, which they do by design. It's a formula. It's even cheaper not to do it. They pay more to do it. That's the Jerusalem Post. Oh, but you're not going to have Ron Flipkowski talk about that. He'll just edit it out and say, look, Jones is insane. He made it up. Here's another one. India Today. Human penis is shrinking due to pollution. Euro News. Penises are shrinking because of pollution. And it goes on and on with article after article after article. We'll play a clip of an excerpt of the best-selling scientific book written by a doctor with all the footnotes in a minute. But just remember, I did this earlier in the week with all the proof, and on the late-night comedy and on the news shows and on the Twitter feeds, they put out edited versions saying he made it up because they don't want you to know. So remember, it also causes cancer. Maybe you don't want to have a penis. Maybe you want your daughter to go into puberty at 5 and die when she's 30 of cancer. That's trendy. I get it. It's awesome. You know, like, head of Apple runs death camps in China, but he's gay, so it's cool. But the point is that this is going on and this is happening, and that's why they want to censor us and shut us down, so they can just murder you with all this and not give you a chance to respond to it. And you'll see clips on this news making fun of it. Out of context, they won't show all those articles. Because, again, they're murdering you. They're your enemies. They love it. They enjoy it. And they're not going to stop because they're evil people turned over to absolute corruption. Small penis is at least your problem. How about sterilization and early cancer? How about death? Well, they're right back. Stay with us. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Down 90%. Massive cancers. Girls going into puberty at age 5, age 3, on average age 9, used to be age 13. Absolute acceleration of aging. You look at all the studies, the frogs literally wanting to have sex with their male frogs so the species become extinct in Texas and in South Africa. All of that. And we're like, what's going on? It's dangerous. It's a countdown to human extinction. And their answer is, shut up. You're a racist. Think about that. Let that sink in. So here's an excerpt. It's on Amazon.com from Countdown, How Our Modern World is Threatening Sperm Counts, Accelerating Male and Female Reproductive Development, and Imperiling the Future of the Human Race, Human Extinction, by Dr. Shauna H. Sean. Here is a clip. See the whole Joe Rogan interview last year, because I was like pointing this out to Joe today, and he's like, well, do you know about that? I forgot about that. And that's what I'm saying. It's so prolific that it's insane. I'm trying to get him to cover this stuff, and then he's like, well, I already covered it. I'm like, hey, look at him saying this didn't happen. Here's a bunch of articles. Yeah, Alex, I did. Oh, I forgot. I'd actually listened to the interview, or most of it. It's like 3 hours long. But that's what's so crazy is it's on record. It's happening, and you've got late-night comics making jokes. You've got all the Twitter armies. We're censored, so they can just put out a little clip to make it sound insane. You should take that personal. And I should ask the people that are part of this, like, what's your problem? Like, you really think you're part of the establishment? You're delusional. And they'll give you the rest of the story after that with Bill Maher coming out saying, trans is because it's trendy. It's beyond trendy. And Disney announced today, I've got the press release, they said, we are going to try to get your children to not be heterosexual so they don't have children. We are targeting your children through toys and all the foods at the grocery store with all the stuff on it. It's not about somebody wanting to have sex with the same sex. It's about the government pushing it and demanding it as they mutate us so we don't have children. It's about depopulation. Here's a few minutes from the book with a great voiceover.
End of the human race? Or that we're on the brink of extinction? Does the environmental emasculation of wildlife suggest that the Earth really is becoming much less habitable? Are we on the verge of experiencing a global existential crisis? These are good questions, and we don't have clear answers to them, at least not yet. But pieces of the puzzle are being put together, as you'll see in the chapters that follow. You'll learn more about the breadth of these scary declines in sperm counts and other aspects of reproductive function, as well as the factors that are likely to blame for these unfortunate effects in human beings and other species, based on scientific research. The following is clear. The current state of reproductive affairs can't continue much longer without threatening human survival. Current levels of sperm counts and concentrations and decreased fertility are already posing serious threats to Western populations on both ends of the human lifespan. Infertility is linked to an increased risk of certain diseases and earlier death in both men and women. while leading to a decrease in the number of children born over time. Obviously, this isn't a healthy scenario for Homo sapiens, or for other threatened or endangered species. Already, some countries with problematic age distributions are grappling with shrinking populations, with increasing numbers of older people being supported by fewer younger people. It's a fairly bleak picture, I admit. But it's an important one to be aware of because, unless we take steps to reverse these harmful influences, the planet's species are in grave danger. Right now, the important measures that might improve the situation aren't happening. The 2017 publication of my meta-analysis on sperm count decline in Western countries put this issue on the radar screen, grabbing headlines and television coverage around the world. But the findings haven't translated into committees being formed, environmental policies being changed, safer chemicals being manufactured, or other concerted efforts being made to address the suspected causes or protect our collective future. Some people are in denial about the reality and gravity of the issue, and others shrug it off, saying the Earth is overpopulated. Others acknowledge the sperm count decline and the likelihood of a stagnation or decline in global population in the near future, but even they don't engage in much more than hand-wringing. In some ways, the sperm count decline is akin to where global warming was 40 years ago, reported upon but denied or ignored. Sometime between the 2006 release of Al Gore's Oscar-winning documentary An Inconvenient Truth and now, the climate crisis has been accepted, at least by most people, as a real threat. My hope is that the same will happen with the reproductive turmoil that's upon us. Increasingly, scientists are in agreement on the threat. Now we need the public to take this issue seriously. As a leading researcher on reproductive health and the environment, I feel it's my duty to draw attention to these alarming changes to sexual development and function. My interest in the effects of environmental factors on reproductive health started in the 1980s when I investigated a cluster of miscarriages in Santa Clara County, California, a trend that was eventually tied to toxic waste from a semiconductor plant that had leaked into the community's drinking water. Gradually, I became increasingly interested in investigating the potential effects that environmental chemicals can have on reproductive, sexual, and gender-related development in men, women, and children. Over the last 30 years, I've conducted studies on everything from the origins of genital anomalies in newborns and the influence of prenatal stress on reproductive development in offspring, to the effects of many hours of TV watching on testicular function, the connection between high exposure to chemicals called phthalates and low interest in sexual activity, and many other subjects related to reproductive health. Reversing the various reproduction sabotaging effects that we're living with will require fundamental changes, including sweeping modifications to the kinds and volumes of chemicals that are manufactured and pumped into the environment. To make this happen, significant political and economic...
So there are good people in the system, good scientists, good doctors like this woman. We have to listen to them. We have to understand and not make jokes on late-night comedy or on Twitter and edit out what we've said. So watch, they'll edit this because they love it, and make it look foolish because they love death. And they're literally killing us. It's another form of murder. It's worse. You don't just kill the person. You kill their children. You kill their genetics. You kill their whole future. It's called genocide of the human species. It's called countdown to extinction. We'll be right back with more big breaking news. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States. It supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux. at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So Albert Bourla of Pfizer is up on TV saying, oh, we're going to make you take drugs, vaccines, you name it, through chips. Bill Gates is saying it too. And they're all over the news saying the chemicals in the food and water are sterilizing us. But when you talk about it and say you don't want it, the entire establishment attacks you. But the people being part of this, going along with this, they're destroying themselves. They've sold out, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the head of Pfizer talking about the next level of biomedical tyranny.
It is a basically biological chip, but it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, it sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance, the insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field.
Oh, it's fascinating. Here is the World Health Organization's regional director for Europe. He's saying he's concerned of the spread of monkeypox in 88 countries that Bill Gates predicted would happen 2 years ago and has now happened, right when the UN treaty is being rammed through to take over all nation-state sovereignty, that people might be congregating. I've had a whole stack of news. The New York mayor, the L.A. mayor, the California governor, just dozens of articles right here in my stacks. You can look at it. It's all over the news. You don't need me to tell you about it. Saying that we can't have people congregate the monkeypox. We all got to wear masks, New York just said. Mask again? Monkeypox. But then meanwhile, the border's wide open. They're trying to erase Title 42 for any medical testing. The few they catch. You have the head of the WHO in Europe saying they're really worried about people congregating. It's you. You were bad. Not the open borders. Not record collapse of Africa and Latin America with all those diseases into the Western world. No. Don't listen to Senator Marco Rubio when he even said, well, citizens coming in that might have a disease can't come in, but non-citizens can. Just forget that and realize that your suspension of logic is key to being a good slave. So here is the WHO official.
This has spread to many countries all at the same time, and that is the source of the concern, because it just doesn't behave as previous outbreaks, which have been sporadic and related to travel. But apart from that first case in the UK, there is no connection, obvious connection, between these cases. And that is a concern, and why the WHO is raising this possibility, given that it's spread through direct skin-to-skin contact, that if you get large groups of particularly young people together in over the summer at festivals and the like, that this might accelerate that spread further. They call it an amplifying population. Now, that would be a concern, and why the WHO has raised it now. Now, this is generally a mild disease for most, we need to balance this with, you know, particularly coming out of the pandemic, that we don't cause undue concern. But this is, once again, an animal virus that's spread to the human population, and we know that that's not a good thing, and that's why public health teams do want to get on top of this, either through public awareness and getting people to think about these symptoms, or through the use of this smallpox vaccine, which is really gathering dust on the shelves, because smallpox just doesn't circulate around anymore, but through happy coincidence it is 85% effective against monkeypox as well.
By happy coincidence, they make it. It's ready. It's not gathering dust. They ordered the making of it a year ago. And Bill Gates said it was coming, and he's a prophet. Meanwhile, millions a month come across the California, Arizona, Texas border. No one's checked. Biden wants to arrest Title 42 for the few that might be checked. But you need to know it's your fault. And you don't want to go to a nightclub. You don't want to go to work. You don't want to have a job. You need a vaccine pass to live. We need a UN treaty to protect us. And I've got clip after clip after clip from New York and from California saying you can't go outside. You've got to wear a mask. Monkeypox. While they're claiming it comes from the third world, it comes from the rainforest, it comes from the Congo. None of that's true, folks. We've got the articles right here. They've sequenced it. It comes out of a lab. And yeah, it's a little bit stronger than normal monkeypox. We're so powerful as a species, they have trouble dominating us. And no matter what they hit us with, like we're cockroaches or something, we just fight back and overcome it. So they're like, how do we kill people and pose as the saviors? How do we hit them with chemicals and biologicals and 5G radiologicals? How do we get them to just go away and die? Because if we don't, we've done something 10,000 times, a million times, bigger than Bernie Madoff, The numbers are incredible. Thousands of quadrillions of fake currency. What are we going to do as they wake up to us? What are we going to do as they learn what we've done? Well, just use another panic, another virus, and then they don't even hide the fact they've been wargaming and preparing and the whole scenarios for what's happening right now. Are you going to be locked down again? Are you going to take the monkeypox shot? Are you going to bow? How many times will you bow to Bill Gates? How many times will you get on your knees for Klaus Schwab? How many times will you bend over to the Carnegie and the CIA? How many times is the Eastern establishment and the so-called elites that think they're better than all us and hate us so much they want to kill us so they can inherit the earth they stole? How many times do you have to grovel to Bill Gates and Tedros and these mass murderers when what they're doing is transparent to any conscious person? And I'll say this, and this is very profound. If you let them do this to you and your family, when you have all the evidence and all the facts, their argument is you deserve it. You deserve to die, according to Prince Charles. You deserve to be murdered because even while they're killing you, even while they're cutting off your resources and announcing that you're non-essential, even while they are involved in their slaughterhouse, you can't admit you're under attack. And if you have that attitude and if you have that worldview, it's not my view, it's their view, you deserve to die. D-I-E, die. And they're saying, we want you to die. We don't need you. We have robots. We have everything. Humans aren't just cheap slaves now. They're crap. They're garbage. They're obsolete. They're non-essential. They're over. They are phased out. They are a cancer. All the news and your children going to public schools with these rich globalists telling you you're crap, telling you you're filth, telling you you're worthless. And then you look at these worthless people telling you that. And do you submit to Bill Gates and Tedros and William and Peter Daszak and all the rest of them and Fauci? Or do you say to Tedros and the rest of them that I'm not a slave, and I have value, and my children have value, and my ancestors that fought and clawed for the success of our species and the launch pad that is planet Earth, we're not going to let you steal our birthright. We're going to stand against you, and we're going to defeat you. That's the choice. That's the birthright. That's the crossroads. That's the fork in the road. That's everything you and I and all of us are, and everything I've done in 28 years on Earth, and my family before me fighting tyranny for thousands of years is now coming to this great juncture point right now. So make your...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
InfoWars has made history.
You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We have Sunday Live with Owen Schroyer and other guest hosts from 6 to 8 p.m. But I'm going to host a little bit of the next hour to air something particularly informative. Badass Uncle Sam is in Louisiana. He's been censored off all media, but he's very popular at Man.Video. He's been censored off all corporate media, establishment, globalist media, I should say. But he's still alive and well and reaching hundreds of thousands of people a week, conservatively, thanks to all of you. And he really had an important message this week that he put out, and I want to echo that to all of you right now. In fact, I had a meme here that's going viral, but I can't find it in the stack. Maybe tomorrow I'll cover it. But it deals with the fact that you can't play games with this, and nobody's coming to save you. The New World Order is attacking Western world, the idea of prosperity and freedom, because they don't want that idea out there. That's why we're target number one, because as bad as America is, we got big problems. Imagine all the other countries still under lockdowns with forced inoculations. We're the best house, as they say, in a bad neighborhood. And so we have that information to cover. And it's incredibly central to everything collectively as a species that we are facing. And so I want to say a few things here in the final segment of this hour. I'll come back next hour and really play some powerful information and hand the baton to Owen Schroyer 30 minutes into the next hour. It's just this. I never know if this is my last broadcast. I never know if it's the last time I'm going to be able to talk to you. And I am extremely thankful for all of you, whether you are brown or pink or white or male or female, whatever it is, I love you. And you have a spirit and you are eternal and you're real and God made you and this planet's amazing and you're even more amazing and we've got so much to do together. And I love this crew. And I look at people collaborating with a satanic system that lie to themselves about what they're involved in, and they pretend they're getting ahead by working with the system when all they're doing is destroying themselves. And so, it's like that Elvis song. Maybe I never told you how much I needed you or loved you. We'll start the next hour with that, but you were always on my mind. And I think recognizing each other and recognizing our spirits that transcend what color we are or where we came from, I think that, I don't think I know, that recognition is everything. That God made us, that we're part of an amazing plan, and that we have a destiny to fulfill together. And that is so beautiful. And that's really where we are. You know, I mentioned all this Bill Maher, and I didn't get to it yet. Let's do it right now. Bill Maher says kids coming out as trans is because it's trendy and being gay is not hip enough. Disney releases LGBTQ, P is what it is, pedophile, pride, notice it's even P after it, pride-themed toys marketed to children. Oh, children, it's not about butterflies and birds and unicorns and fun and dinosaurs. It's about sex and your identity as a child sexually. That's pedophilia. That's raping consciousness. And then I've got the other headlines. California legislature reduces penalties for oral anal sex with willing children. As long as it's not vaginal and a baby might not happen, so what if you rape a 10-year-old? It's their free will, but they don't have free will. They aren't of the age of consent. This is where we are. Not just the chemicals, not just the biologicals, but the cultural death. So here's Bill Maher saying, well, why are the conservative areas not having half the kids say they're trans? It's 2%. Well, the chemicals make them that way. And why is it liberal areas? Because they're recruiting. And Bill Maher's not perfect, but he knows where his audience is. He knows his audience, even in blue states, doesn't like this. A sexual relationship of the school and the state with a child about their sexual identity? I've got four children. I got a 19-year-old son who's incredible, an 18-year-old daughter who's amazing, a 14-year-old daughter who is over-the-top incredible, and I've got a 5-year-old daughter who is transcendent. And I've never sat there and told them about sex. I've never gotten, because that's their own process as adults. This is a raping of the psyche. It is a sexual harassment of children. It is a molestation of their innocence, and it is wrong. And it's happening, and it's the sacrament of the satanic system to not just wreck our genes, not just wreck ourselves, but wreck our souls because those are there as well, and even more important. So even Bill Maher, when it comes down to the line, doesn't want to sign on to sexualizing 5-year-olds in California and all over. I saw dozens of articles this week where they harass elementary students because they, quote, use the wrong pronoun or didn't know the 56 pronouns. It may be 156 next week. And we sit here and let our children be targeted and be attacked and be demonized and be molested psychologically and spiritually, preparing them for the main attack. Even Bill Maher has a soul. Even Bill Maher says leave the children alone and let DeSantis pass a law that elementary students shouldn't be told how to give a blowjob or have anal sex. I don't talk to my children about that. My son's 19. He's had his own experiences, his own life. I don't sit there with my 18 or 19-year-old son and say, son, let me tell you. And then it just goes on from there. It's sick and it's evil and it's disgusting because they don't want you following your own instincts and what God made you to do. They want to kill us. They want to depopulate us. And if you sign on to this, aborting children after they're born with transhumanism and the trans movement to sterilize them, doesn't mean we hate some dude that thinks he's a woman and because of chemicals may actually be made more a woman than a man. I don't hate those people. I love those people. But the forcing of it and the driving of it is evil. And if you submit to it and if you give in to it, you give up your humanity. And I will not be part of that. And you should make the decision right now whether you're part of that or not. Here's Bill Maher.
This issue. Yes, part of the rise in LGBT numbers is from people feeling free enough to tell it to a pollster. And that's all to the good. But some of it is it's trendy. Penis equals man? Okay, boomer. Remember, the prime directive of every teen is anything to shock and challenge the squares who brought you up. It's why nobody gets a nose ring at 56. And if you haven't noticed that with kids, doing something for the likes is more important than their own genitals, you haven't been paying attention. Dr. Erica Anderson is a prominent 71-year-old clinical psychologist who is herself transgender and who now says, I think it's gone too far. The LA Times summarizes, she's come to believe that some children identifying as trans are falling under the influence of their peers and social media. If you attend a small dinner party of typically very liberal upper-income Angelenos, it is not uncommon to hear parents who each have a trans kid having a conversation about that. What are the odds of that happening in Youngstown, Ohio? If this spike in trans children is all natural, why is it regional? Either Ohio is shaming them or California is creating them.
Full clip.
It's like that day we suddenly all...
The full clip's on InfoWars.com. But the point is, this is really just the establishment knowing they woke folks up. So they move the Overton window over to sterilize all the children. It's like, no, let's just sterilize some of them. Let's be reasonable, and you're already caught in their net. And I'm not saying Bill Maher is sophisticated enough to do that, because I know people that know him well and are friends with him, and he really doesn't know all this stuff. But I think he's starting to get it. I think Elon Musk is starting to get it, or they should get it, because this is spiritual death. You want to cut your genitals off as an adult? You want to drink Drano? You want to blow your head off? I hope you don't. But damn it, don't lead children into it, or you are bad. And there is justice in the universe, and you will pay. And everybody knows at their core, right down to the bottom, baby, that it's wrong. Hour number 3 and 4 coming up with myself and Owen Schroyer. I'm going to air badass Uncle Sam footage and more. Your station doesn't carry the next 2 hours. Infowars.com/show and Bandog video and a big news feed at Infowars.com. We'll be back with Sunday Live with yours truly, Owen Schroyer and badass Uncle Sam.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.